Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of 1 Peter chapter 3. And who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation, and do not be in dread. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, but with gentleness and respect, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who disparage your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame.
God doesn't want His children merely to know the Bible for themselves. Rather, He wants those of us who are believers to share His good news with others. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 tells us to be ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. The term defense has to do with answering for oneself. In other words, believers should be ready to give an explanation of their hope in Christ. Many Christians have never taken the time to really think through the reasons for their beliefs. Then, when someone challenges them, they feel a sense of panic. Giving an account for our faith must be accompanied by a gentle, respectful delivery. Dumping a load of truth on a questioning person rarely leads him or her to the Lord, but a gentle answer opens hearts as well as ears. What's more, all that we profess must be backed up with a life of integrity. It's important to remember that a hypocritical lifestyle can damage our testimony for Christ. Peter's verses were not written to scholars. They're not merely academic. They're intended for all of us to apply. The Lord will help you think through your defense, but it requires your intentional participation.